This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with fashion guru Tim Gunn in just a moment. But first, did you hear about the mother who forced her daughter to get her ears pierced, even though she didn't want to, apparently? Video shows a pushy Chicago mom at an ear-piercing shop putting the little girl in a chokehold. The piercer, whose name is Pretty Ricky, posted the video with this description. "This little girl nearly lost her mind while I was trying to pierce her ears." On the video, the girl pleads with the piercer to stop as her mom is heard saying, "You stay just like this. You put your hand up there and I'm going to punch you." The girl says, "But it's going to hurt." And her mom responds, "My beating your rear end with my fist will hurt worse." Some are saying the mother went a little too far. Fashion maven Tim Gunn is out with a new book. It's called The Natty Professor.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Now, he did such a cool thing on Jimmy Fallon on Friday night. They held up the book cover, and he's in this beautiful suit, and he's wearing the same suit.
You know, it's radio, so I thought I'm actually wearing a pair of jeans, but I'm wearing a sport coat. I'm pattern mixing.
Well, you are the go-to guy when it comes to fashion. What is The Natty Professor all about, this new book?
Well, I share my experiences in the classroom as a teacher and also my 10 years of mentoring on Project Runway. And I take the word teach and transform it into an acronym. So it stands for truth-telling, empathy, asking, cheerleading, and hoping for the best. And that's how the book is organized structurally. And it's meant to be a call for action, in a manner of speaking, to get a different dimension of dialogue about education in this nation, because we're all talking about it, and let's talk some more about it. Curiosity is a good thing.
Yeah, we've heard that from a number of very successful, prominent people, that curiosity is the key to their whole being, if you will. And what are your thoughts about the fashion world these days? What are people doing right and wrong, do you think?
Oh, dear God. It's the fashion world. It's filled with a lot of crazy people. It's also filled with some really wonderfully creative people who are trying to make the world a better place. I have just enormous respect for designers and for what they do and for the daunting nature of the challenges that face them every single season, because they have to constantly reinvent themselves. And I have a slightly amended view of the whole fashion editorial world, which tends to look at fashion through a very narrow sieve and just... Well, it distorts the world, in a manner of speaking. I look at fashion as being an incredibly diverse playing field, and when you speak to many fashion editors, you would think that it's no bigger than a city block. So it's just important to keep a broad sense of what the real world is really about. Well, it's all about silhouette, proportion, and fit, regardless of gender, regardless of what you're wearing, and so that the things that we're wearing need to be in harmony and balance when it comes to silhouette, proportion, and fit. And when you squint your eyes that way, it sorts out all the potential distractions and allows you to really see just the basics.
And I'd like people to just close their eyes completely when they're looking at me.
Aw, Mike, don't be hard on yourself.
Well, you know, talking to you makes me feel really, you know, out of step with everything that there's no fashion sense in my life. But I appreciate the fact that you're so committed to this and you're so honest about it.
Well, I am honest about it. But I also want to speak to your own style and respond to what you just said. I honestly don't care how people dress. I do not care even remotely, as long as people accept responsibility for how they present themselves to the world. That's all that I ask. Just accept responsibility for how you present yourself to the world.
There you go. And I'm sure that a lot of people who maybe are going for job interviews and want to give a good presentation of, you know, their outfit and so forth, they could learn from this new book called The Natty Professor, which I love the title as a takeoff on The Nutty Professor, huh?
Exactly. And I just want to add, it's not a book that is only about fashion by any means. In fact, fashion is downplayed in the book. It talks about life lessons, really. Be a very keen listener. When people are speaking to you, listen to what they're saying.
They're hearing Tim Gunn, and they're going to go run out and get the book, and The Natty Professor is going to be on the New York Times bestseller list immediately.
Thank you.
All right, Tim, all the best, and we'll look for you next season on Project Runway.
Thank you, Mike. You do the same.
With Tim Gunn, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, the police received a phone call from a concerned citizen about two children, 7 and 10 years old, walking home alone from a nearby park. By law, what should the police do in this case, and what, if anything, happened to the parents? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Child Protective Services found the parents guilty of unsubstantiated child neglect for allowing their children to walk home alone from a nearby park. They are on probation for 5 years. If a second offense occurs, the children could be taken away. And that's the final verdict.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Natural News is reporting that much of the natural soy protein used in foods, from your workout protein bars to baby formulas, is bathed in a toxic explosive chemical solvent called hexane. Hexane is a neurotoxic substance that's a byproduct of gasoline refining. Products such as Clif Bars with the label made with organic oats and soybeans are required by law to have 70% organic ingredients, but the remaining 30% can legally be contaminated with hexane. Not only is hexane used in most American soy-based products, but Martek Biosciences Corporation, which makes soy infant formula, suffered a wastewater explosion caused by hexane pollution. But fully organic soy products happily contain no hexane residues. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.